Members of the Ship Owners and Agents Association of Ghana, SOAAG, say they will have no option than to turn to other foreign countries to do business if the Bank of Ghana does not come out with favorable terms with regard to its recent directive on using foreign currency in transacting business in Ghana. According to the members, though they are not against the directive, they deem it appropriate that the Bank of Ghana will consider some transactions since they are international. Speaking to Bono News after a media encounter with members of the association in Tema, the shipping manager of Scanship Ghana, Ignatius Kwesiefrifa, said executives of the association have met with management of the Bank of Ghana to enable them come to favorable terms. Edith Eshan has filed this report.
Considering the level of media reportage on maritime issues in the country, the Ship Owners and Agents Association of Ghana thought it prudent to educate the media on shipping. It is in this direction that the association schooled the media on terms used in shipping, documents to possess, and processes one would have to go through as a shipper. Mr. Efrifa stated that after their interaction with the Bank of Ghana last week, they are expected to invite them next week for a feedback to determine whether or not they can collect fees locally in foreign currency. He said other than that, if they transact business in cedis where they will have to convert the currency before transfer, the exchange laws will make it such that they will have to impose a currency adjustment factor which would be higher than what the Bank of Ghana is allowing. This, Mr. Frifa noted, will not be motivating. He said though the move will limit capacity to import, there is no other choice. The Vice President of the Association, Adams Imoru Ayana, said delays by some industry players, including the Customs Division, the Standards Authority and the Food and Drugs Authority, compel the shipping lines to fix some fees since they also do not know the containers that bring the goods into the country, but are leased at a daily cost. He said though after 21 days without clearing the goods, the Customs Division is expected to auction the goods and give the revenue to the government. This is not done but left for several days. Mr. Ayana entreated clearing agents to provide valid documents in clearing their goods. The president of the Ghana Journalist Association, Roland Afomoni, encouraged journalists to cross-check their facts before publishing stories on maritime issues. He said such reports drive the economy and it behoves every journalist to ensure due diligence in reporting such issues. Mr. Afomoni commended the association for the initiative and urged other players in the maritime industry to do same to help keep journalists on their toes.
A report by Edith Eliklim.